We're studying from the study of Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, Part 9. We are in page Tav Shin Lamed Chet, Inner Light, Item Chet, Item 8. We will begin with the words of the Ari above. You can ask questions at Kabbalah TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Page Tav Shin Lamed Chet, Item 8. We also have another rule that every man are not beneficial and are not detained there only two times. One, the one time they rose. Two, the second time when they were depicted. But afterward, they come out of there. However, their first man, which were in the world, each and every one in its place, in the meaning of elder sons, firstborn sons, like Zon to Abba Ve'ima, which are their firstborn man, they are never missing from there, and no Meinukven can rise from there onward until the completion of the scrutiny of the entire 288 sparks of the Melachim till the days of the Messiah, except by them. Therefore, in every Zivug, there has to be new man. Because when they rise, they are immediately corrected for the second time, and then other rise to be corrected as well. And similarly, until the entire scrutiny of all the Melachim will be completed, and then the Messiah will come. Inner Light, Item Chet, Item 8, page Tafshin, Lamed Chet, second column. Another rule, every man are not useful and do not detain there only two times. One, the first time they rose. Two, the second time they were depicted. As written in the previous item, that for the first time they rise with the katnut of the upper one to the upper's upper. And there they do not depict it yet. And the second time, a special zivug was made for them in their upper, and then their katnut is depicted. And then they come down to their own place. And in those two times, the man of katnut are entirely completed, and they don't need any other ascent or correction for their purpose. Rather, for the time of gadlut, of course they rise for man for the second time. However, the man of gadlut are not the same man of katnut. Rather, these are other man whose partsuf rises them to his upper one. But the previous man of katnut are already completed, and they don't need another ascent, and this is the second rule here. Firstborn son like Zon to Abba Ve'ima, which are their firstborn son man. However, they do not miss from there, and no other man can rise except by them. Meaning, there are always two Bechinot in man. One, the Bechina of Achoraim, of the upper one, which fell to the degree of the lower one. And two is the degree of the lower one itself. You also know that although both of them rise together to man to the upper one, anyway, the degree of the lower one, which is included in man, which now rose for the first time to man, is not corrected there in her zivug with the upper one. Rather, she needs a second zivug. Therefore, the lights which clothe in those two bechinot are considered as brother to one another, because originally, before the ascent of man, the two bechinot were one bechina in the degree of the lower one. Rather, from the perspective of their birth, they were separated from each other because they came out in two zivugim, one after the other, because the achoraim of the upper one in the man came out in the upper's upper and were completed there, and the kelim of the panim of the lower one were emerged and were completed in their upper one. Therefore, the first bechina is regarded as the elder son, and the second bechina is considered to be his second brother. And that applies to all kinds of man in the worlds, because this is the rule that the Achoraim of the Upper One, which are Achav, are always in the Kelim of the Panim of the Lower One, which are Galgalta and the Naim. Because also the Achav of the Upper One fell to their lower degree, and all that remained in him was Galgalta and the Naim. And similarly in all the degrees. Therefore, all different kinds of mind necessarily has two bechinot, which are achoraim of the upper one and the panim of the lower one. Rather, they are considered to be one bechina of man, since both of them are in one degree, because the upper one, which goes down to the place of the lower one, becomes like him. And also during the rising of man, from any Bechina, it is also considered that the Panim of the Low One rise together with the Achoraim of the Upper One in him to the Upper's Upper, meaning to the third degree. And it is then considered that both of them are included in each other during the Zivug. Rather, the Panim of the Low One becomes externality there for the Achoraim of the Upper One. And since the externality of man is not depicted yet in that zivug in the upper's upper, Ali Elyon, rather it comes down from there with the Achoraim of her upper, who already received all their correction, and the zivug over her was made in her adjacent upper one. Therefore, those two bechinot in man, after they have received their correction and lights, are considered to be brothers to each other. Rather, the Achoraim of the Upper One is considered to be the elder son, and the Panim of the Lower One is considered as his second brother. And this is what he says. However, their first main Nukvim, which were in the world, each and every one in his place, in the meaning of elder sons, like, for example, Zon to Abba Ve'ima, which are their elder sons, they are never missing from there. Meaning, as explained, that those man which rose with Abba Ve'ima to Arich Anpin, for the purpose of Gadlut of Abba Ve'ima, they are included from two Bechinot, Man Achoraim, from the Achoraim, from the posterior of Abba Ve'ima, and from the Kelim of Panim, from the Kelim of the face of Zon. And the Zivug was made over the two of them together. However, from that Zivug in Arich Anpin, only the Achoraim, posterior the Abba Ve'ima, were depicted. And the Panim, the Zon, are not corrected yet in this Zivug. Rather, they descend with Abba Ve'ima below. And after that, again, there was a second Zivug in Abba Ve'ima, and there the Kelim of Panim de Zon are corrected, meaning their Galgalta and the Nine, which are the Bechina of Katnut, infancy of Zon. Therefore, the lights and the Kelim in the Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima are considered to be elder sons to Zon, elder brothers, because these Achoraim were in one degree with Zon, both before the Zivug of Gadlut of Abba Ve'ima, and also when the Zivug was made over them in Arich Anpin for the purpose of Gadlut of Abba Ve'ima.
Can anyone help me do a drawing here?
No.
Well?
Yakoka.
Yakoka.
Glizerin.
Glizerin. Who else is the wise fellows? Are the wise fellows here? You.
All right.
No, we don't need to search. A person says he's wise. All right. Get up. So I have here Abba and Ima, Zon, and Arich Anpin. Yes? This is what he was talking about, right? He who haven't heard. Also a few of those, not many, but a few. Hence, right? Glizan? Here. In what state is Arich Anpin?
When we begin, it's in Gadlut.
Whole. So what state are Abba and Ima in?
He describes here two stages.
In Galgalta Einayim, yes. In what state Zon is?
Achap.
How is Ani Nachab?
But it describes your two.
No. It's initial state. Initial state. Before the correction we're talking. Before the correction.
If I understand you correctly, then he is not even in Katnut yet.
Reshimot. Yes. Next. Well, tell us. Where are you sitting?
Well, I understood that he describes here are two ascents. The first ascent, but perhaps we can draw it one inside the other. It will be clearer this way, at least for me.
Zona within Abanima is Reshimot, right? Abanima, what are they lacking? He says prior to the correction. Now, what are Abba and Ima discovering? They are discovering. What is everyone discovering? Abba and Ima discovering lack of what? Lack of their achap in order to beget zon, right? Due to what do they discover that? Due to the reshimot of zon that are within them, right? That's it. So Abba and Ima raise now to Arichanpin their man. Right? That's it. And within Arichanpin they receive light, power. With this power they go below and do what? They turn themselves as complete, as whole, Abba and Ima. Right? Because the little one does not beget. And then they beget Zon. How do they beget Zon?
He says that in the first time, without anything happened, they are depicted.
No, guys, help him. Gelgal Teinaim de Zon. Beget them in Galgal Teinaim, and that's it. What's not?
There's another man now.
No, Chap is later on. How are Abba and Ima called with respect to Zon?
With respect to Zon, they are in Gadlut, right?
No, but how are they called?
The upper one.
Elder sons. Why not parents? That's not nice. Oh, come, well, Abba and Ima is the elder son. Yes.
In the drawing that you do, when they're inside the other, they're in the same height. You draw it like one
tube within tube? No, that's
within
something
tube.
Else.
So he explains there that they're in the same height. This is why he calls them elder sons. The Achap of the upper one is in the same height of the Galgalta and the Naim of the lower one. I thought this is why he calls them brothers, Achim.
This is what exists, Galgal Teinaim of Abba and Ima, and the Patsuf of Arichanpin, right? We don't have yet Zon, only Reshimot, and we don't have Achap of Abba and Ima. Achap of Abba and Ima are fallen into Zon, right? Because Abba and Ima are in Katnut. He who starts the whole thing is Zon. They begin. They awaken by themselves the chap of Abba and Ima. So all of a sudden, Abba and Ima wants to be adults, to be Gedzon. They raise man to their Gilgal Teinaim. Thus it progresses up to Ein Sof. And in return, Arichanpin is also in Gadlut. As new, it come from Ein Sof. Light come to Arichanpin. He is now in Gadlut to beget Abba and Ima. He doesn't have it. By begetting Abba and Ima, the Achab of Abba and Immer are adjusted to the Shimon Dezon, meaning there must be in each and every Zivug the Elyon, the upper one, is doing, there must be already a Shimo of the Tachton. Otherwise, just for you to understand, the Elyon, upper one, is called Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. He wants nothing for himself. So if he does something for the low one, for the Tachton must be already within him. Otherwise, it is considered he's doing for himself. Hence, the integration, itkalelut, is so important in spirituality. The sign of itkalelut is that I'm not doing for myself. Yes.
So in the first time, when you're talking about the itkalelut incorporation, is it just the reshimot?
It doesn't matter reshimot or complete patsuf, it's the matter of revelation. Because there's no difference between reshimot and the patsuf shalem, a complete patsuf. He explained to us that reshimot is the real state, that nothing is lacking there. It's not like in our world that there's some drop, and then we don't see what happened with the drop. Reshimot isn't a drop, it's there like an adult. However, revealed to us in such way, with respect to us, that this is a drop, the drop of loven, whiteness or something. It has become apparent to us. However, should we ascend in that degree, we become as the Creator. We observe from His state, we see it as an adult. For us, it doesn't matter if it's a drop or a corrected adult. From one end of the world to the other, for Him it's the same state, it's one of the same.
It's for him, but we always learn how to observe, to look at our work from below upward.
We, according to the degree of revelation, of course.
You said the condition is for the lower one to enter the upper one inside. How does he do that?
He wants to cleave onto him. What do you mean? What is the condition? First of all, I'm within the upper one, whether I want it or not. The ladder of degrees does not change. All the degrees are there already. What am I actually doing in all that state? I'm awakening. I'm not arranging now the upper one, the Elyonim this way and Tachton this way. I'm just awakening them. I have no chance of doing something that I'm moving them or anything other than awakening them to beget, awakening them to do the next action. This is the action, yes.
How do I awaken them for the next action?
I'm asking, give me.
Give me what?
Give me the power. Give me food. Give me the ability to be an adult, like chiclets, like that. This is what is called rising man. I want to be like you. I want to continue further the correction. What is... Look, guys. What does it mean that the upper one is in Katnut?
Itzik.
I don't know. Achab, Galgal Tainaim. Emotionally, what does it mean that the upper one is in Elyon, is in Katnut, smallness? Chaim.
That there is no demand from the low ones.
When the low one disrespects him. This is what means that he's in katnut, in smallness. Maybe it doesn't even exist, it's even worse. But katnut means smallness when he has no low one. Look to what extent those two things are connected. If the upper one is in katnut, I'm in reshimo. If the upper one doesn't exist in my mind, yes, in my sensation, then most definitely I don't exist, and moreover, in some double concealment, concealment within concealment of who knows what. The degrees are the degrees of revelations with respect to one another in a relative manner. Meaning, if I'm in a state that I examine myself, how am I today with the Creator? How am I today with the Upper One? He is small in my mind, as we say in our life. He is small in with respect to me. So I'm nothing, I don't exist. Rashimo only. Right? That's it. Now, what is the only action that could be in me to reach the greatness, adulthood, gadlut of the Creator, as we call the exaltedness of the Elyon? This is what drives me to evoke the Elyon, to turn me into a Parzuf, so that I would have sufficient power to honor him, to hold him as great. Because only with respect to me he is small. He has another 7 billion kids whom are all looking at him as an adult. Daddy, daddy. And I'm looking at him as a little one. Right? Meaning the concern that I want him to be as adult in my mind, it is essential for me to raise man. And I'm doing it not because I want to grow. I'm raising the man because I don't want to think about him as little one. I'm asking of him. How did Moses say? Well, allow me to see your honor. Reveal your honor. And then, thanks to he covered his eyes, meaning put a screen, then he was rewarded of the image of the Creator, and he looked. These are all the things are here, it's just that they don't tell it in such manner. However, here is the whole thing, the exaltedness of the Creator, called raising man from the low one to the upper one, yes? And then the Elyon, the upper one, give it to him because the low one suffers. And they are in every action, also in raising man, dropping man, and adhesion with one another, the intensifying adhesion more and more and more into the depth of the Bechinot. In every Bechinah has its own four phases, yes.
So I'm asking the Creator to show me his Gadlut. Who am I asking from?
Well, this is the question. In what manner do I want to see the Gadlut, his adulthood? For me to have the sensation of his Gadlut. Otherwise, I won't speak respectably, say, about him. See, meaning I don't want to agree that I despise him or disrespect him. I don't want to accept it. And without any fear of this world or the next world or this fear or another, rather, to bring contentment. I have no calculations about me, about the lower degree, rather about the high degree. I want to cause him contentment. Obviously, without any self benefit. Meaning, I for myself am willing to remain in the Shimon and even to not to have, as Moses says, erase me. Yes, I don't want with this nation and all that. Well, this nation, it's all his vessel, right? But maybe we'll talk nicely one day. Yes.
Is it different from asking him to reveal himself?
It is different because I'm asking for the revelation of the exaltedness and not his revelation. The difference is in me wishing to work on the I want to honor you more than Pharaoh. Help me do that. That's it. Without any reward. Without receiving any reward. Not in order to receive, in short. Yes.
How can you respect someone if you don't see him?
No, you you hide him. You are hiding him.
Before I hide him, before I conceal him, I have to see him first, don't I?
Well, it is revelation in concealment. You are seeing him according to your vessels that he arranges for you. As from your actions we know you, as according to your feelings and understandings which you are putting in your screen, in the concealing screen, as you begin to discover in you the same sensations and understandings which bring in you the image of the Creator. Well, it's pity continuing, and also we can't. We steal time from TAS.
Yes. Olivier from France is asking, where are the Reshimot of Zod when Abba Ve'ima are in Katnut?
Reshimot de Zod are within the Chap of Abba and Ima. And the Chap of Abba and Ima is also in the Reshimot within Gilgal Teinaim of Abba and Ima. In other words, it is called raising Ahab to Galgal Tainaim, folding up their legs, and such expressions. Just like with a baby, there's no legs, as if he can't walk, he can't use them. The legs are there, but it's considered as if he doesn't, because he can't use them as yet. Yes.
Shai from Rehovot is asking, what causes Zon to wake up and demand from Abba Ve'ima?
The Rishim of the righteous, Naran the Tzaddikim, as we learned in the previous page. Never, no one demand for himself. Those who are in the proper klipa, the klipa evoke them. We need to honor it. It awakens them, because they are feeling the true gap between them, between the illumination they receive from the Dei Behema, the others of the beast, and the Klipa, the difference between the dark light and the white light.
Mao from Nahariya is asking, what does it mean that Abba Ve'ima become complete in order to give birth to Zon?
Because they can give birth now. This is what it's called that they complete. They complete with respect to Zon, because now they nourish him according to Mandela one, according to Wegni, the Shimot. Now they do a complete action in a complete Patsuf. Yes.
I didn't understand how they became brothers to each other, the Achoraim of the Upper One, the Elder Son, and the Panim of the Lower One, his other brother, because one is the upper, the other one is the lower, so how come they're brothers all of a sudden?
Because they are together in one degree. Reshimot de Zon are within the Chap de Abba and Ima. And between them there are Reshimo within Reshimo. There's no degree. There's no the chap of Abba and Ima have no greater degree than Zon. So both are currently in the initial state. Yes, they both are in one degree, just Shimon different. So, with respect to Gilgal Teinaim and Abba and Ima and all the upper ones, they are as equal brothers. The moment they start to work, then the Shimon of Abba and Ima, the Chab of Abba and Ima, turns into the elder brother. Which receive by himself, and later on cause it to happen in the low one. Don't do a precise calculation of, with respect to this world. This is how it is called in spirituality. That's it. Because in this world you can't. Ahab, later on, Ahab of Abba and Ima beget Zon. How can we see the elder son beget the lower son? There's no such thing. Well, it's we need to understand how it is. Well, I'll explain it later. You'll see. Not at once, all those things. Oh!
What does it mean, Dear Katnut is being depicted? This is a result, a consequence, a sensation. What does it mean that Dear Katnut is depicted?
Is it written there? How? Depicted the Katnut, yeah, depiction.
So I'm asking it, is it a cause? Is it a consequence? Is it a perception? Is
of
it a feeling? Who depicts that for me?
Not who depicted. Who's Katnut? Of a Chap of Abanim or Zun?
He writes here, I marked it down. He writes here, a special zivug was made in their upper one, and then their katnut is depicted.
Hold it well.
I am. And they're not depicted yet. And the second time, a special zivug was made in their upper one, and then their katnut is depicted.
Ah, okay. So when they. How will I would it I draw too much now I don't have can't do any additions on that. All right, have a look. Zon Abba and Ima Aichanpin. Right? Zon and Achap of Abba and Ima are all Shimot. Hence are called Banim, sons. Right? They are asking from Galgalta Naim of Abanim, do us a correction. Abanim rise to Aichanpin. Receive a correction. From that correction, Achap of Abanim. Correct? Only that. Meaning Aichanpin makes Zivug Daka and rape and build Achab de Abanima. Once there's Achab in Abanima, then the Rashimov Zon beginning Achab of Abanima begin to talk. Then they have someone to turn to. Their Elyon is ready. And then they say, well, now give birth to us. Also in the first ascent of Achab of Abanima to Gilgalta Naim of Abanima and later on to Aichanpin. Here comes this first ascent. Also, who are those causing it? The Zon, the Shimov Zon. They were the first ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ken.
Yes.
But what does it mean, this concept, Zon, Abba v'ima, who says to Abba v'ima, give birth to me?
Shema within.
What, it happens automatically? He's asking for something? What?
You, all of a sudden, at the age of 25, 30, 40, it doesn't matter. Suddenly you want kids. Beforehand, you just want to have fun. Suddenly you're thinking, I want kids too. Where does it come from?
From experience.
What experience? You have no experience. What life experience, but you have no kids. That's why you didn't have, and all of a sudden you want.
But I see it in others.
All right, so that's the awakening of the Shimon.
Yeah. And then I'm telling to myself, why should I do that? What is leading me?
All right, but you still have inner Shema. This external is just stimulation. And then you want it, right? Meaning you already have a Shema. These are Shema, you begin to realize. Meaning it comes, you have external stimulations, and you have inner data. And through that, it happens. No, what is that you're asking about?
But the thing is, I don't know what the consequence is. If I'm going for such a thing, well, ask myself, what's going to be the result of it?
What result have you got? In spirituality, you just have to wake up one to give you, to expect you honor him, that you'll do something slightly more for him. You just need to have him a bit greater in your mind.
But what brings me to that? The Rashimot?
Rashimot and the environment. What environment? Well, the same Achap of Abanima our environment with respect to Zon. The same Galgaltainaim of Abanim are the environment with respect to Galgaltainaim and Zon. Achap of the upper one is the environment. Also now, with respect to you, we are Achap de Elyon. Had you been integrated with us, you would have felt it. You would immediately ask for the group, come on, come on, guys, influence me. Do kind of a first aid, something, I'm about to die, who wants? You would ask. Meaning the problem is always recognizing the adulthood, the gadlut of the upper one. Yes.
The question is, which kind of environment you're in?
Well, of course, where you are.
Let's say it's a pretty good environment, or medium environment, average.
Well, we're not talking between us.
With respect to me, with respect to me.
Not with respect to you, there's no such thing, respect to you or not. An environment means the means between the Creator and I. This is the definition of the environment. So what? Now we'll argue where is a better environment or not? The means between the Creator and me. Everything, that's the environment. Everything else is an environment. It's a gang. It's a, I don't know, it's kind of a party. It's a... For us, environment is the definition of what brings me to connection with the Creator. So you accept us as an environment or not?
I always do. I was just asking.
I know you are.
But I have a different question. My question is, if the environment you're talking about, is it the kind of environment that can push me forward or can also hold me back, spiritually speaking?
Oh, this is exactly what Abash writes, that it all depends upon you, not upon the environment. Have you already been brought among people who accept all that is written in these origins and they want to implement them? Implement these words, this material. Now you have to decide to integrate in them, to connect to them, to lose yourself in them. It's truly like that, really, to go missing, to be lost within them. Yes.
You said that the problem is always the recognition of the greatness of the upper one. Why is it so?
Otherwise, I'm not turning to him.
Yeah, but why do they make it so that I always have a problem in recognition, the greatness of the upper one?
There's nothing else. There's no other problems, all our crises in each and every degree. All the difficulties, we can't advance and respond correctly. This is all due to the lack of recognition of the greatness of the upper one. Greatness of the upper one means bestowing love, dedication, devotion, not in order to receive a reward above reason. This is called the upper one. Yes.
So why is his greatness concealed?
Because I'm in a way. Why is he concealed? Because I'm in an opposite quality to him. I'm in the desire to receive. How can I be cleaved on or feel an adult? From someone who just bestow. Great for me is not someone who just bestow upon everyone and is great. You want to be like him? No, I want to receive from him, yes. To be like him, no. So it isn't called adult or gadol. Great. Great. Gadol means that you want to learn from him how to be like him. Gadol when you envy him. That's it. The fact he comes to you and only help you, then, oh, he's a great doctor, you want that? No, all right, he serves me, fine. The term gadol, great or adult, means that I'll die to be in his place.
So is it concealed from me?
It is concealed. You want to be instead of the Creator? Instead, in the degree, in accordance, to be like him, to be Adam, resemble him. You want honor, you want control, you want knowledge. In short, all that he has for your desire to receive is what you want. However, to be in his quality, in bestowing, with no mind and feelings for myself, to disconnect totally as if I do not exist, not as if I truly do not exist. Is it something someone wants? Want meaning, are you willing now to make efforts towards it? No. So what is it that you need? I am integrated with the environment who washing my mind, brainwashing my mind. They're constantly telling me being like the creator is great. I've got impressed by them for a gram or two. So now I can ask for it in the same desire for a gram or two to be like him. To be like him. So what is it that I'm lacking? Greatness. Greatness and greatness. It's only to desire to be like him. This is the greatness. Like with a child. Receiving from mom and dad, okay, but to be like them in and of himself. By himself to do everything in life. Yes, Agam.
Yesterday I was in the workshop and about the environment being the medium between me and the Creator. I'm disappointed I did not reveal the Creator yesterday because everything was perfect, internal, external environment. Everyone spoke about the greatness of the Creator. I want to ask, who's in charge on that? Who's to blame?
Well, to blame is the Creator. Yeah, why not? What's the problem? Yesterday, definitely it was on his part. Definitely it is him. I've done all the actions. I was regretting for yesterday's means that now it's a problem. What was yesterday is certainly on his part. Why did I feel bad about it? Well, God forbid, I did not feel bad about it. Well, I received an addition of a mind, emotion, etc. And the Creator arranged all those things for me in order for me to advance. I was yesterday in a revelation of my Kli, to the extent that I don't belong to the advancement as yet, and this is the just state in order to advance. So I need to thank him, to thanks for the emptiness as the bad, for the bad as the good. Well, there is no bad. It's only disclosing the vessels with respect to, it's unpleasant, but within my intellect, I need to say, no, these are the states I must undergo along the path. That's it. Why do you think others do not discover what is that you discover, that they think that they all, they're out there between the angels up there in the sky? Well,
I simply saw a very beautiful synchronization between everyone. Everyone made an effort. We spoke in the same spirit, the same
correct
direction.
On one hand, on the other hand, it could be that you are only shown that you are in them in such way. Anyhow, whatever you are shown the truth and in your favor. Now, you have sufferings from discovering that you aren't in it like others. Well done. So you have an opportunity to annul before them so they'll help you. You have a chance of learning from them what they have so that you'll have it too and participate. The revelation of evil is an essential state before the good. Let's hope for the good. In the meantime, we are moving to the next state.
So let's move on to the next part of the lesson. And I've heard there's a song going on. Let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite.
is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking. It speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, let us all unite. La 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 la. Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, let us all unite.